بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the stories of many prophets inside the Qur'an. In one particular passage inside the Qur'an, Allah lists the names of 17 different prophets, and at the end he tells the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. Those are the ones whom Allah has guided. Then he commands the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. So in their guidance, take an example. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commands the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first, and then everyone else, that they should follow the teachings of the prophets when it comes to da'wah. Now inshallah we're going to look at an example of a beautiful preaching, beautiful da'wah, in the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. From the first people whom Ibrahim alayhi salam called to was his father. Why did he do this? This is because for the da'iyah, for the caller to Islam, for the caller to righteousness, you have to start at home with the closest of your relatives. Allah commands the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And warn, O Muhammad, warn the closest of your relatives. Now inshallah, let's look at the da'wah of Ibrahim to his father. This, we can find this passage in Surah Maryam. قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتْ. When Ibrahim said to his father, Ya Abat. Ya Abat means, O my beloved father. Look at the title that he used to call his father with. Look at the title that he gave to his father. Ya Abat, O my beloved father. To show the humbleness and respect to his father. And at the same time, perhaps he may listen to the words that he's about to say. Ya Abati lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yubasiru wa la yughni anka shay'a. O my beloved father, why do you worship that which cannot hear, that which cannot see and cannot give you any benefit? So this is how he started his da'wah. His father used to worship idols. He didn't say, oh, you mushrik, you kafir. He didn't say that. He posed it as a question, indirectly telling his father that these idols, they are deficient in and of themselves, and they cannot give you any benefit. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's complete in his names and attributes, and he's the one who can give you benefit. Then Ibrahim carries on. He says, أَبَاتِ إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ. Oh, my beloved father. Ibrahim uses the word Ya Abati. Again, this is the second time. He says, knowledge has come to me, that which did not come to you. He didn't say, I'm a scholar, I'm a knowledgeable person, you're jahil, an ignorant person. He says, no, you have knowledge and so do I, but this part of knowledge did not come to you. Then Ibrahim continues, he says, Ya Abati la ta'budi shaytan, inna shaytan kana lirrahmani asiya. Oh my beloved father, again for the third time, oh my beloved father, la ta'budi shaytan, do not worship the shaytan. His father did not worship shaytan directly, he worshipped other than Allah. It can be said that the person who worships other than Allah is worshipping the shaitan. Why? This is because shaitan is the one who initiated, encouraged and started kufr, shirk and all sorts of misguidance. So now he starts warning his father. Then he says, Ya Abati inni akhafu an yamassaka adhabun min ar-Rahman. For the fourth time, oh my beloved father, again, Ya Abati, he says, Inni akhaf, I fear, an yamassaka, for something to touch you of عذابٌ. The word عذابٌ here in the Arabic language comes as a nakira, indefinite, a punishment, not the punishment, a punishment. Any sort of punishment, big or small, right now or later on, I don't want any sort of harm to come to you. So he starts warning his father in the best way, at the same time showing consideration, and he cares for his father's future. Then what does his father reply to this beautiful calling, this beautiful preaching of Ibrahim? His father says, قَالَ أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيًّا. He says, O Ibrahim, do you not like my gods? If you don't stop this preaching of yours, I will stone you, so go away from me. So what can we learn here? We can learn from here that it doesn't matter who you are, you can be the best of the prophets, Sometimes people will not accept your call because guidance is not in your hands, it's in Allah's hands. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ tells us in the Akhirah that some prophets will have many followers, others three, others zero. Yes, zero. They've been given miracles, revelation, the best of conduct, but people do not accept because guidance is not in your hands, it's in Allah's hands. So what you need to do as a caller, as a person who calls your family and other than them, even if they reject, inshallah, you just call them in the best manner. Leave the results to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what does this beautiful, obedient son replies back to his father? Did he say, "Oh my father, how can you speak to me like this?" No. He says, قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي حَفِيًّا. He says, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ doesn't mean I greet you. It means I leave you in peace. You're not going to hear anything annoying, anything that you don't like. سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. I will ask Allah to forgive you. Of course, this was in the beginning of da'wah. Later on, when he found out that his father died, he wasn't allowed to ask for his forgiveness because we're not allowed to ask for forgiveness for those who die upon kufr and shirk. Now, brothers and sisters, what can we learn from the da'wah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Number one, the first thing that we can learn is that we should call the closest of our relatives first. Start with your parents. And brothers and sisters, those who are new to Islam, or those who are new to practicing this beautiful religion, you have to show the uttermost respect and have mercy upon your parents when you're dealing with them, even if they are disbelievers, just like in the da'wah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. If they call you to kufr and shirk and disobedience, then yes, don't obey them. But everything else, you have to show respect and obey your parents. Number two, call people using the best titles. And remind people in the best manner, don't point fingers, don't belittle people. Give them examples for them to think and warn them in the best manner. And at the end, even if they reject your call, remember guidance is in Allah's hands. Make dua for them. Jazakumullah khairan for watching. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.